This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. A Missouri House member is proposing legislation that would ask voters to approve tougher regulation of certain installment loans. The legislation by Democrat Mary Still of Columbia would cap the interest on payday loans and some other installment loans at 36%. Approval by the State House and Senate would put the measure to a statewide vote. Several similar questions that don't require legislative action have also been proposed for the Missouri ballot. Still has sought new lending regulations in recent years and says Missouri's current regulations are too weak. Today is National Amber Alert Day. Law enforcement officials across the nation are recognizing the importance of the Amber Alert system, which is a high-speed, high-tech way of alerting the public when a child's been abducted. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, there's been some misunderstanding about the criteria that must be met before the alert can go out. Jennifer Moore explains.
Captain Tim Hull is a spokesman for the Highway Patrol. He says Missouri's stringent criteria for issuing an Amber Alert match those of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Those criteria are very specific because the Highway Patrol has varied responses for different situations. Hull says not all missing children cases qualify for Amber Alerts.
The Amber Alert activation criteria are the law enforcement that's investigating the missing child must confirm that the child has been abducted. That's one. Two is the child must be age 17 years or younger, and law enforcement must believe the child is in danger of serious bodily harm or death.
The fourth and final criteria, Hull said, is that there has to be enough descriptive information about the child, the abductor, and the vehicle for an Amber Alert to help recover the child. This usually doesn't apply to a non-custodial parent being late or even refusing to return his or her child, because in those cases, the child is usually not in harm's way. For that, there's another advisory called an EPA, an Endangered Persons Advisory. An EPA alerts the media as well, but it's not as immediate as an Amber Alert.
If we did an Amber Alert for every child that was missing or every situation where a non-custodial parent didn't return a child, people would become immune to hearing Amber Alerts and they would not be effective.
And they have been more than a little effective, he says. Missouri has a 100% recovery rate of children whose abductions were highlighted as Amber Alerts. Since 2003, that's 47 kids. Amber, which stands for America's Missing Broadcast Emergency Response, was adopted as a legacy to Amber Hagerman, a 9-year-old girl from Texas who was kidnapped while riding her bike, then murdered. The Highway Patrol reminds Missourians that if they suspect a child has been abducted, they should call 911. I'm Jennifer Moore.
The Missouri Supreme Court heard three lawsuits yesterday that seek to erase new maps drawn during last year's redistricting process. As Marshall Griffin tells us, two of the three suits target the new congressional district map passed by lawmakers.
Both of those cases argue that congressional districts in the so-called Grand Compromise map don't meet the compactness requirement and were drawn to protect incumbents. Solicitor General Jim Layton defended the maps and suggested that safeguarding an incumbent's district is not necessarily illegal. He used Southeast Missouri Congresswoman Joanne Emerson as an example.
They kept Ms. Emerson's district largely intact. She's 115th in seniority and a member of the majority party. That is a rational basis for drawing a district.
The state's high court also heard a lawsuit against the new state Senate district map. It's being challenged because a 6-judge panel that drew it issued a revised version. Plaintiffs say it's not valid because the panel automatically dissolved after issuing its first map. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The director of the Missouri Department of Transportation is apologizing for the mess in the St. Louis area caused by the relatively light snowfall this week. St. Louis area highways were gridlocked for hours after snow began falling just before morning rush hour on Thursday. Hundreds of wrecks occurred. MoDOT Chief Kevin Keith told the St. Louis Post-Dispatch he was disappointed in the effort to clear roadways. MoDOT decided not to pre-treat interstates with a salt brine solution. Instead, crews filled trucks with rock salt and began spreading it when the snow began. Then they planned to spread chemicals, but it was too late and many roadways froze over. Keith says he's already spoken with St. Louis area officials about how to prevent similar breakdowns in the future. A state senator wants Missouri schools to benefit from the fines levied on motorists caught on camera running red lights. Republican Will Krause of Lee Summit is sponsoring legislation that would direct the fines from traffic enforcement cameras to local school districts instead of city coffers. The Missouri Municipal League is opposing the legislation. It says the cameras make roads safer and free up police to pursue other crimes. Krause says that the cameras are truly about safety, then cities shouldn't be concerned about not keeping the money. Some other senators suggested during a committee hearing this week that cities should at least be allowed to keep enough money to pay for their contracts with camera vendors. After nearly half a year of searching, crews yesterday recovered the body of Fred Guthrie Jr. The Missouri Highway Patrol trooper and his canine Reed disappeared in flooded Missouri River waters back on August 1st in northwest Missouri. Kirk Wayman reports.
For the past several months, 9,000 gallons of water were pumped to drain a four-acre scour hole, and heavy equipment and cadaver dogs were also used to try and find the missing water patrol trooper. Yesterday afternoon, about 2 o'clock, road crews repairing a highway scour in Holt County found Guthrie's body in a brush pile south of where his canine was recovered the day after the two disappeared. Missouri Highway Patrol Sergeant Colin Strasberg says this creates closure for Guthrie's comrades and his family.
It's very difficult when you lose one of your own. Trooper Guthrie was a friend to many, a great decorated officer, highly decorated for Valor Awards and Life-Saving Awards, a great husband, a great father.
Guthrie was based in the Weston and Platte City area before his disappearance in Holt County last summer. I'm Kirk Wayman reporting.
For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.